continue our learning for a safe return of our children, of Gilad Michal ben Bat Galim, Yaakov Natali ben Rachel Devorah, Eyal ben Iris Shura. Rabbanu Sholem should shavu banim levulam very, very soon, should protect the Hagan and Israel, who are doing their utmost to protect all of Klal Yisrael, and certainly bring back the Shavuyim that we should see very soon. Also want to dedicate this year for Lazecher Nishmas, my two grandmothers whose yurtzeits are a week apart, Chana Lufshna ben Beryl Dov, and Pesha Basrif Gonim Kalman, and the Shama Shadam Ali as well. We're continuing in a halachic series, so if we look at the shir that we gave yesterday, so there was a question that was posed to me, so I wanted to just discuss it. I think we'll continue that discussion. I have to be very honest, I'm not sure exactly where we'll go with this. I have a lot of different sources. We'll see what we'll have time to quote and where it will exactly take us. The question that we discussed yesterday is the Kedusha of the Beis Knesses, the Kedusha that there are different levels. So just to summarize for a moment what we had said last night. So we said that the Kedusha of a shul is clearly on a much higher level than any regular place, and therefore a person should strive to daven in a shul. So we spoke about halacha lemaisa during the times that we're going out and davening, so it's a tremendous inyan that it should be davka in a shul with its sibur. What a wonderful thing for a person to be able to do. And Baruch Hashem, as we see the tremendous Kiddush Hashem, all Jews of all walks of life are going out and davening in so many places. Here in our own community, Baruch Hashem, in Ramat Shiloh. So what a tremendous Kiddush Hashem this Shabbos, where we're having being Makabel Shabbos early, having an hour learning before the regular time of Mincha and saying Tehillim together, and all the different shuls, 5-6 shuls, joining together for a Kabbalah Shabbos. So we know there's an inner basis that there's a higher level of Kedusha. We shared a Kiddush from Ravadi Yosef, that he shared that there are different levels of the Shechina Shaira, and therefore there are higher levels and lower levels in different shuls. So even if a shul is built on Tanai, so there's still no fact that the Shechina is there. Even in your own home, the Shechina is there. Again, different levels of the Shechina dwelling within one house. We quoted that in Rav Shtermach Zefer, Jewish Vanogas, in his first Chelek, he quotes a well-known quote of the Ger Rebbe. He's been quoted in the name of other Gedolim as well, that the Sfaradim, because of their Kedusha level of being so makbet not to talk in shul, that was the reason why, even though the Nazis wanted to conquer them in Tayman and in Morocco, they weren't able to because of the Kedusha of the Shechina that was shown in the shuls. So certainly one can comment on this. How can we even assume this, say this? We don't like. So, okay, that is true, and I take that Musar Haskel. I'm just quoting what the Ger Rebbe said. However, I did want to discuss something that we certainly could strive to, and I'm literally talking to myself when I say this, and that is how we can strive not to talk in shul. And different Maimer Chazal, the different Poiskim that say different things about it, so maybe it will help us strengthen something that's certainly very, very difficult. On one hand, so we feel very, very comfortable in our shuls and about the midrashos, and there are halachas, of course, of one feeling comfortable in certain ways. However, on the flip side, as I said in the name of Aaron Salvechik Zatzal, a person has to be extremely careful not to have too much levity. We quoted this mefurish in yesterday's Simon when we looked at the Mishnah Berurah, I believe. And therefore, so there is really no way for a person to even have a question about how he should act in shul. So this, we said, was not a question at all. What we quoted was, of course, Dinei Kedushas Beis HaKnesses and Simon Kuf Nun Aleph. So we spoke about Beis Medrash Beis HaKnesses Einogin Bo Kalas Rosh Kigon Sichos Shchok, excuse me, there's no Kalas Rosh like any type of Schir Betela, Sicha Betela's Aser, Ochim Shosim, all these different things. So the Mishnah Berurah over here says that a person has to be so careful, Ki Hein Nikron Mikdash Ma'at, Kamot Chsiv, Ilahem Mikdash Ma'atu Mikdash Kasiv Yes Mikdash Yitro Sheyu Mora Shel HaShoychein Ba Alav. And he quotes the smack, which I believe the Magen Avraham also quotes, this idea, Sheba'ovun Kalos Rose Beis Kneshes Nehafachon the Beis Ovid Gelulim Chas V'Chalila. There's actually, if you look, that there is an actual history, Rachmanu L'Tzlan, of shuls dafka turning into churches, and those that quote this to being an Inyan, Rachmanu L'Tzlan, of Mida Keneged Mida, for us not following the appropriate ways, and very, very harsh in different maimorim, that the kiviyachol ishchina is chased away. Again, this is what we see. The smak says it's also quoted in the Be'er Heitev. The Ben Ishchai quotes this as well, and it's mida keneged mida, because we are devoiding the shchina each time that we talk in shul, so it becomes into a place of avodah zara, and that, of course, is what a horrible thing. The other point that's pointed out as well is that what a horrible chilul Hashem, that it's quieter in their houses of worship than ours. This is a horrible thing. So this is also based on Takanas Rabbeinu Gershon about specifically talking in shul, the famous line which we'll see oft quoted, the onish is gavul onish niso. A horrible term that they're generally not used, the Ramah uses. So a person has to be very, very careful. So I think we briefly mentioned yesterday, I just wanted to point it out again, an important point, which is that the reason why that we are so careful is because of the machlokes that we quoted last night, and that is the machlokes of that the actual inyan of Mikdash Ma'at is taken so seriously that there are those that say that the Kedusha of a shul is min ha-Torah. The Maharsham says this in his Tshuvas, in Chelek Alf and Simon Yud, and others quote this as well. Mikdash Yitro is dafka talking about it. Rav Yosef actually has a Tshuva where he discusses, maybe we'll get to just some of the important points there as well. And therefore, even if you hold that certainly a machlokes apoliskim, that those that hold this midirabbanim, the Brim Gadim, and the Mishpazov says this, it's midirabbanim. However, this is a point that certainly we have to understand, that we could be talking about an issur d'orais, and therefore we're so careful mikdash yitro. Stechemet is a beautiful is ma'arich in this inyon, if you want to further investigate this in Siman Mem Gimel. Interesting, just to point out, if you look at the Shelos Chuvas in the Beis Yitzchak, if Eben Hazar Chelik Beis Simon Lamed Gimel, he says that Bizoyon the Beis Knesses is Midaraisa, and everybody agrees to the Kuli Amalo Pligi. Okay, one of the Inyanim, besides, of course, we're talking, which is quoted, maybe we have a chance we could do this at another time, but I just wanted to point out is when it's appropriate to start bringing children to shul. Because of the fact that a child can make a lot of noise, so the question is: on one hand, the Oris Arura Paskins that this is something that's wonderful, so that they can be ma'orer of what it is to have Yerushamayim, even just to see the Torah itself. And there are others that think that this is a terrible thing. The Shlo Reish Bezman Azeh Yesh Tav Shavila Beis Knesses Letzid Oynah Shemeviyan Vitneishu Bal Lechalu Kedushas Beis Hashem Uschok Bo. And that this is something that's, of course, not appropriate. It's also a midrash in Parshas Mamidbar, as well. If you look at the midrash Rav Parshas Mamidbar Dal Chof, who speaks about Tani Rabbi Yeloh, a ma'is of Ish Echad, Shaya Omid Beis Knesses, Bono Omid Knegdon, he was causing a lot of noise, and he received a tremendous punishment, because when they were answering Omid, he was answering something else, and people were getting confused. So, of course, this is something that we have to be very, very careful with. Okay. So let's continue a bit to understand some of the very important klolim, just to understand, again, really just in a way to give us a chizuk. We quoted yesterday, of course, the Gemara in Brachas, the Gemara which told us that the great plus that we have, we're so fortunate to be able to go into shuls that we even questioned when we talk about the Yud Gimel Midos, where Ravad Yosef said about maybe even a person doesn't have to have a minion there because we said the Shechina Shaira. So he said no, but there would be a possibility in this as well. Again, but what we do see as well, the Gemara in Megillah says this as well on Chavtes, that Hashem has great compassion, and in His great compassion He's left us the Bati Midrashos, this Mikdash Ma'at, and the Shuls. So that really, Mamish, as we said, could be a Daraisa Mikdash Ma'at, and after, of course, we have to treat it with tremendous amount of respect because of that. Dalchut Shimoni says in Parshas Balak, which we read in a few weeks, the inyan that a person can enter the shul a bal averus and leave a bali mitzvahs, and how important that is. And you reveal l'chaya oylem haba. So it is certainly number one not appropriate for me, the Zani HaKatan, who certainly needs chizuk in this area as well. But there's so much been written by Chazal that it would be impossible to give even a long shiur on this. But it is important for us to be mechazik and to start to learn a little bit and to understand what some of the svarim have told us. It is true that one of the sources here that I just found, the Yechabadas, I'm sorry, the Yavi Omer says, when speaking about the Inyan, again, seemingly not as related, but was discussing the Inyan of a Kehila that was destroyed and then rebuilt, but it was rebuilt for something else, and some of the rooms were not used for college purposes where the shul used to be. So he bemoans the Yabi Omer about Kalas Rosh specifically, and he says that it could be something that really hastens diminishes the Geula from coming. This is in Yabi Omer in Simon Yud. And he says a number of different very beautiful points of to be mechazik us in this area as well. This is a mikdash itself. Matzina beis kinesa beis melech shekarim mikdash. A mikdash mamash, right? Fiyan eis daiti, kol hine kari asmachta va'almon in him. Hu afilu mikshan shekadusha aso kadusha gemura. Lo ha bechal mikdash, I lav goli rachmano va'asuli mikdash, v'kasa bechol asher ani mora otcha et tavnit ha-mishkan. So, later the Chavadah said, the Apion, same one, the Rabbi Yosef says, Beis Knesses, so we have to be exceedingly careful of how we speak in these places. And we can't bring dust to the Rambam Paskins, the Rambam says, Sefer Mitzvah Shlula, right? That person has to be careful of how he acts. And different areas as well. Okay. And about destroying as well, these are the halachas that we spoke about a little bit yesterday. It's interesting. In another tshuva in Yechabadaz, so Rabbi Vad Yosef there says, in Chelek Hey, he was asked the following question. In a shul, and I've actually heard of some stories about this, Mitzafon Africa, they have this, I don't want to call it a minhag, even noigin, Liz Paul Musaf Shal Shabbos Ashtiach Tzibur, says, hey, Chikadusha. So how can that be? So it goes through how important it is, of course, and why we have Chazar Sashatz. But he writes the following, Hinei Barambam B'tshuvos Kasov Shizmano Roy Levato Chazar Sashatz B'tzibur. So if you look at the Rambam's tshuva, he writes in Simon Lamed Vav, many different editions. This was in the Yerushalayim, a different Tavrei Tzalik Dalit. Lefisha Einu Royim Shekasher Chazar Shliach Tzibur Tzvila Roiv HaHamon His Paulu Belachash Eina Mantin Oizen. They're not even listening because they davened already. What do they need Chazar Shashatz for? His Paulu Shliach Tzibur Zehofach Panov LeSefer writes. What's the point? As Chavei Resicha Batela. They turn around. They talk to their friend. Uba Hofach Panov Mia Mizrach LaHasir. Oh, tremendous Chutzpah Chil Hashem. And so he says that once they're doing that, the guy who's not a bucky wasn't able to daven
the Shmoneh Esrei because he didn't know how, so he joins them and he talks as well. Gam Yusek, Gam Hu Oisek Masehim. There's no really reason for him. So what was the point of this then? That's true, he writes. But this is not a shvach, of course. Because lo yispal hakal belachash klal, elo yispal, everybody davens, we daven together. Okay, so that's what the Rambam says. And then he quotes the Rambam's the Rambam's son, Rav Avraham ben Arambam, b'tshuvaso, she'evia b'techila sefer ma'aser okeach, and ma'aser okeach, which he quotes us as well, she'knas harambam hanal, negus b'mitzrayim, b'meshach kol yimei chayav, v'gam la'achar p'tirasoi. That there was a minhug not to do chazaras hashat because there was so much talking. Obviously, this is not a lechachila, but b'di'evit, what was the point? And for the chazan, it's not fair to the chazan. He's going to make all these brachas levatola. So this is a serious question whether you could have chazaras hashat under these conditions. That doesn't mean we should try to move Rachman al-Hassan to a position like this. But and this is he quotes as well. She'er sechuvas ha rashbash she'tov linhok. Kitty Kona, the fish in a rhyme, shehen misforim ze im ze, bechazar sashats, the einon matin ozen, lushome chazar sashats betziba. The ilu hayash lich zirum is palo bekoram, the filas achas, hay matin ozen lis palo. The ilu hay, this is, we have to be careful, this is a very, very serious problem that people talk during chazar sashats, as we mentioned, the lotion of the Ramah in itself. So to avoid this, so apparently there are those that did a Heich Kedusha. The reason why people do Heich Kedusha for Mincha has nothing to do with this, assumingly. Question, interesting idea by Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky was quoted, that he said that the Kanav HaChazor Sashat didn't apply the Batim Midrashas where they were Baki B'Tefillah anyway. So in order to avoid the Torah, so there are some Batim Midrashas to do that. Certainly, if the Batim Midrashos after Mincha is going to lunch, that would appear not to be the right thing to do. Some places, I think, at work, so they don't have a choice. They have to run back to work, and could be an inyun of Gezela. Okay, maybe that's there's an inyun as well. But in general, Chei Chedush is not appropriate. I know that. It's quoted in the name of Soloveitchik, of Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, that person should, of course, try to find a minyan with full. I know that when I was in the Shira of Aaron Soloveitchik, so he never let us do a Heche Kedusha. I know that one of his Talmidim would always go after a minyan to make sure, and he would ask before, you're not doing Heche Kedusha, and then he wouldn't want to tap in the minyan itself. Again, each in his own, there is an inyan, but it has nothing to do with the talking aspect of Raman al-Slam, certainly not the situation of Chas v'Shalom. Okay. So that's the tshuva of Rav Avi Yosef. Very, very interesting. Again, just to bring out that how terrible this was. But again, clearly, Rav Avadya doesn't say that this is something a person should do lechachila, but we should be aware that it's something that that did exist at one time. We also said, we quoted as well, the Zohar HaKadosh says, I don't know if we quoted the Zohar HaKadosh, in Parshas Truma, and Parshas Vayakel, Mayflig ma'oy b'chomer ha'ovain to talk to have kalas roish sichas chulim in the shul. Right, he says midivrei chulim, midav midivrei chulim, ibeit knishta. That this, right, so he says this is taking away from the shechina itself, and it's a terrible thing. And of course, we know that not just halachic svarim, but many speak about the kedusha. In fact, I think in the Mesilas Yesharim, in Shar Yud Tes, it speaks about the importance of having proper respect during Tefillah itself, and the importance of the Mikdash Matan and showing seriousness that our Tefillahs are answered to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So we have to treat it with seriousness, of course, as well. The Piskei Tshuvas quotes Sifrei Musar that added on to the Zohar HaKodesh Devarim Havhilim on the chomor, how chomor this avon is. The onish noira, a chorum beit knetoshos, chmanel atzlan, umidrashos ekev avon ze. A terrible thing we don't even want to talk about. She shoymir piv, shalol david beit knesset by midrashos. How careful that we have to be not to talk, in Bodei Knesset about midrashos. Here's a very long footnote over here, and quotes many different shvarim. In the Rakeach, for example, he quotes Medaber Beis Knesses V'chulu Kore Ani Olav Hoy Al Vei Al Kol Shchine Haroim V'Meise Gvul Haboire Medaber Oisa Kilu Hofach. Unbelievable words. Olav Arpo. Person again has to be careful. The Chida writes about this. He says, "Hamadaber sichas chulin beis kenesas tov lo shlo yavokal kol ikar ki uchayte mechutu mesatan madrig ve'omer hayom katzer lo ledover ad shemeitim l'shasat filo." I can't even translate into English. It's so harsh. A person shouldn't even come to shul. What are you doing if you know that this is your taiva? Don't come to shul. He says, "This is the words." Powerful, powerful words, mamish scary words of the Chida himself as well. Okay? Again, many other different svarim, ayin sham. You could look here in the Pesukei Teshuvos, beautiful footnote that he quotes in Kufnun Aleph in his Sifkat and Gimel. This is footnote number 9, how serious this is. So, some other different ha'aras that I wanted to quote as well. Some other ha'aras that I wanted to quote. So, first of all, the obvious point, just to restate it one more time, is the seriousness that we should have when we're in shul and how a person should act. There is halachas brought down, even the seriousness of, because the shechina is there, about kissing a child in shul. There are those that are makel understand, those that say that this is something that we should keep to. If you look in the Kaf HaChaim, so the Kaf HaChaim quotes the following. Again, we're still in our same siman. The Kaf HaChaim here quotes in Kufnan Aleph the following. The Kaf HaChaim says, as we had quoted before, that it's better not to go to shul if a person is going to be involved in sichas b'teila and shul itself. And here they go through a very, very lengthy portion, even by Shabbos Kodesh, how worse, it's worse. Yesha asr moisif delo mevia the sichas chulin. How careful that a person has to be, especially on Shabbos. He quotes the Zohar Kodesh, we quoted in Parshas Vayakal, how a person has to be very, very careful with this. Not even to talk one word in shul that is considered to be Sichas Betelem. Kasav Arokeach, Shahagul Dvarim Shalchol Beis Knesses Afilu Shalob B'Shasat Filo. Itana arbum yom, he should be mesana, he should have a fast for 40 days. V'yitzak b'chol yom, mikan, v'eilich yosha b'moira gadol v'yispalo v'boicha v'lo yidaber v'beis kenesis klau. I once saw someone who took upon himself, I don't know if he's able to still do this inyan, he never spoke in shul, he had a little card that says, "I don't talk in shul," even, by the way, ever. Ever. I know somebody else who doesn't talk with tefillin on, again, Sichas Betelus. So, Kav HaChaim here goes, this is in Kufnun Aleph, in Sivkat and Ches, goes through this inyan as well, how a person has to be extremely, extremely careful not to talk. As we spoke before, it quotes the same words that we spoke out before, Ikr ki hu choytu mechata v'asotim madrik v'omer hayom kotzer. This Maori, powerful, powerful words. We'll leave it at that because it's just really, really powerful. The person has to be extremely careful with this as well. So, again, all seemingly, I hope, honest things that as we spoke about what it could lead to. The Oruch HaShulchan, I wanted to quote as well, the Oruch HaShulchan as well speaks about this very, very harshly. This is in Siman Kuf Chav Dalet, in Siman Yud. Lo yisech sichas chulin b'shas shas choyzer hatfila. V'im sachu choyte v'godol avoyno min yisoy. Afilu yeish tetzuloto. shekol hamashiach beis knesses b'shash ha'tziba oiskim b'shivach hoshamakom mor ba'atzmo she'ein lo chelek be'elokei Yisrael. We have some serious terms for people who are showing that they're doing something. For example, we have halacha that we don't want to even be choshesh. Amaris ayin, a person walks into shul and all of a sudden they're on aleinu, so you should say aleinu together with the tzibur, right, to show that this is what we believe in. And so here, if a person is talking, so it shows that he doesn't believe in Elokei Yisrael. He doesn't believe in the words that is being said, right? Rav Soloveitchik's minhag to have his feet together during all of the Chazaras HaShatz. Okay, I understand it's also because of tefillah HaTzibur, the importance of it, but also it puts a person in a total different state when he's just concentrating on the Amens and the Brachas. Certainly is an unbelievable madrega to reach, but as we see here in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, to say Eino Elokei Chelik Elokei Yisrael Filu Oisik B'Torah Kishe Eino Choyta Kol Kach Lo Yafeh Hu Osa. This is a question that's discussed a shiur within itself we can give about what about learning during Chazaras HaShatz. So also it's not appropriate. There's also something else that should be said over here, which is the inyan of being Tifrish Ben HaTzibur. When the Tzibur is doing one thing and you decide that it's more important to do something else, it doesn't look right. Certainly, I would say, in my humble opinion, and I am as guilty as this as well, you want to quickly look something up, but you're in your yeshiva and the Talmidim are looking, you say, well, it's a mutter frame. Well, that's a safer, but maybe something else I could look at. I'm just going to state the obvious for a moment, then we'll get back to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. It's very obvious. And that is that, we spoke about this, I think, yesterday. I said about the cell phones and things of that nature. So I think it's pretty poshut that there's absolutely no question that would be mamish as well as sicha petelus. A person who's answering his emails during Chazaras HaShatz, so even though he's not physically talking, so he's involved in something else. It is Tifrish Men HaTzibur itself, and that would be very, very inappropriate. In fact, I believe it's Rav Zilberstein, if I'm not mistaken, was asked the following question. He was asked a question, which I think went to Rav Yoshev, which was a shul. So between Mincha Ma'ariv, somebody who goes to a certain shul, and he has to be there for Mincha Ma'ariv. He works in the air or something of that nature. So in the shul between Mincha Ma'ariv, they have a chever tehillim. They say tehillim. Say tehillim. He wants to do a shev shmasasa. What he wants to do tehillim. So he asked the question whether or not, so there is an inyan of being Tifrish Men HaTzibur, because everybody's saying Tehillim. So I think the answer that was given is that he says the nigun of his learning like they are saying Tehillim, or the way they read it, so it looks like that he's saying the Tehillim itself, and that would be mutter. Similar to the one we're in the middle of davening, and they're on Kriya Shema, so we cover our eyes, but we continue saying what we're saying to show this idea that we're not Rachman Litzlan, not part of Chelek Melkei Yisrael. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav continues, "She'enu choyta kol kach v'lo yofesh osef." A person is learning. She'nizbar v'limud adam bano v'katanim yechanchem la'anos amen u'miyad kishehatinok oyna amen yeshul chelik oylam haba. So he quotes about bringing children to school again if they're not going to disturb. He doesn't say that. Tzarech yechanchem la'amud be'emu v'yira u'osan shu'osam shu'vi beis ha'kineses b'schok mutov shu'lo le'aviyu klal beis ha'kineses. Good. And he ends off by saying, it's obvious that a person should not and cannot bring a child to shul if they're going to cause a ruckus. It's better to not bring the child to shul. So I don't know what the exact age is. Probably similar to all the halachas of chinuch, it's based on his charifus of who the child is. If we know that the child is going to be causing a lot of problems, so the child could be 8 years old or 9 years old or 10 years old, so then it wouldn't be appropriate if it's going to affect the way that people their kavanah of davening. We take this very, very seriously. So a person should not allow a child to enter a shul if he's 100% aware that the child could potentially cause problems within the shul as far as talking and things of that nature. I think that's obvious, and it shouldn't be something that's a person says, okay, maybe the kid will cry. Certainly little babies are not answering amen, so that seemingly, I don't understand what the heter would be over there. Again, we have to understand that the general overwhelming principle is that we are concentrating on this Mikdash Ma'at, all the different halachas we spoke about the Shechina being so important, so that's very, very obvious. But I think even more so we have to concentrate on not only ourselves, but what we might be doing to not allow people themselves to concentrate appropriately in this Mikdash Vad and not be able to have Eim of Yiru Pacha. Unfortunately, the Tzareinu, we live in a generation where at any important function, somebody has to get up before and tell everybody to silence their cell phones. This is something that's clearly obvious in a shul. It's the same thing. A person's in the middle of a Shemon Esrei and starts to hear, you know, whatever song on somebody's cell phone, even if it's a beautiful song, that's certainly going to affect the aim on the Yira and the Beis Knesset. People start laughing. So that's clear that a person should have, you know, his phone on vibrate, and that should be something that is obviously obvious. So again, just to end off this important, I think, discussion, is the importance of the respect that we have within a shul itself, and the importance of a mikdash ma'at. And certainly it comes to talking during parts of davening that is not allowed, so a person knows, I don't think we even have to review the halachas itself, but in general, any types of sichot are not appropriate. There is more technicalities as far as if a person is allowed to talk during certain times of davening, no question about it. And again, certain types of sicha, of talking, be allowed. A person should be ma'ayin exactly when, so on and so forth. Just to give a general, just for a few minutes, if you don't mind, we were discussing until now sicha talking that is just generally not allowed. Again, what the Shulchan Aruch discusses, business, sports, all those different types of things. So that's one type of talking. But then there are times when you know your person is not allowed to talk at all. Right? So we know that we speak very, very strictly about a person who speaks, for example, during times like Kaddish. Right, this is the Mishnah Berurah quotes that a person is not allowed to talk. Again, even if he wants to tell the Dvar Torah to his friend, right? It's not mutter during Kaddish, and again, as we're going to see, during most of Dominic. Again, taking out what we said before, now let's say it's mutter talk, so that is not allowed. We know that a person is also not allowed to talk during the entire Pesukah Zimra when a person is finished with saying the Bracha Baruch Shamar. Right, unless there's some sort of emergency, so a person should not talk during Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtabach. Between Yishtabach and Baruch Hu, if there's a pressing mitzvah need, so that is allowed. Again, there the Shulchan Aruch discusses different mitzvah needs that they used to have about collecting stuff and things of that nature. We're not knowing to do this anymore. It's even a shaila whether you could say during Aseres Me'etshuva this year, Amal Zmei Ma'amakim, the Minhag HaGro was not to say it, because that's an interruption in itself. Okay, so, right, so we know already during Chazar Sashatz, as you mentioned, Gal Yisrael Shmon Esrei, it's much strictly forbidden during the Shmon Esrei itself, is strictly forbidden. A person should be very careful, which is sometimes a person is not so careful with, actually, from this week's parsha. One possible Rebbein Mechai on this parsha speaks so strongly, speaks about the Indian of Tachan, Vayipol Apenehem, so Moshe Rabbeinu fell. So we have to be so careful, because between Shmona Esrei and after Tachnun is a time of Eis Rotzon for a person specifically to daven. The Gemara over there says in Brachos trying to still the Tachnun in order so the tefillos were not answered by Buria. That is an Indian in itself. Again, I just wanted to point out the serious isurim that spoke about that a person is not allowed to speak during Chazar HaShatz. You should also be always down the Kaf Schut. The Aruch HaShulchan does discuss about a person being able, a Rav being able to answer an important Shaila during Chazar HaShatz if there was certainly a pressing need itself. But in general, that is not something that anybody else has a heter to do. Okay, so that is just some of the important halachic points. We should be zeicher. More rabbis say we should be zeicher that we should take very seriously the power of our tefillos, and we should realize that the Ribbono Shalom never ever doesn't answer any of our tefillos. Sometimes they have to be redirected to different places, and the outpouring of tefillah and of mitzvos and of learning certainly have to cause a tremendous simcha to the Ribbono Shalom. And as in the schus of our wonderful boys who are mitzvah Hashem, their mothers will be able to hug very, very soon, and we will be able to sing Ha'al V'Hodah, and I'll have the schus of giving a shir B'Ha'al V'Hodah that the Ribbono Shalom was answered the tefillos in a way that we think they should be answered, although of course we don't know what the Ribbono Shalom has in store, but certainly, and brought Uvolat Sindirina, a tremendous simcha that we will have. Certainly, even boys we never met, people are on the other side of the world, but we're so attached, because Mikamcha Yisrael, as if they're only their own children. Ribbono Shalom, please answer our tefillos, and in the schus of our learning, help us in returning these boys in Mirz Hashem. We should be zeicher to continue learning, continue davening in ways of simcha, and in Mirz Hashem we should be zeicher to see the boys come home to the Hashem Yishurin in Mirz Hashem very, very soon.